Hi, my name's Bart. This is Bart Karp Radio show number 6. Actually, it was supposed to be the end of show number 5, but who the hell knows what's going on. Show number 5 had 4 parts in it. It was supposed to have 6, but somehow I lost the tail end of 4, and we ended up with the end of Easy Rider. We ended up with the end of Easy Rider. I'm a radio pro. We ended up with the end of Easy Rider. Jack Nicholson and Dennis Hopper talk about freedom and what it means, and I had a little rant after that. It says stay tuned for part 6, but there are so many controls on this between the mixing board and the software, and that somehow the tail end of show 5, part 4, who knows what happened to it. So we said F it, and we're just going to go with show number 6. Now, is show number 6 any better than show number 5? Possibly, and this is the first time I've said that. Show number 6 is a little closer, I think, to what me and you envisioned this was going to sound like. So that's probably a plus in some directions. Oh, and we got all kinds of goofy stuff for you today, too. We got this and we got that. But most of today's show is going to be actual news. One of my early shows, I went through the newspaper cold. I heard from a lot of people, dude, that really sucked. Don't ever do that again. But you can't ignore the newspaper. So what I did this time, I went through the newspaper ahead of time, and I put little X's and circles by different articles, and so I had half an idea what they were about before I started talking about them. How about that? A guy on the radio that actually knows half what he's talking about. Okay, so today, like I say, it's going to be lots of fun. We got a big-ass show. Maybe too big for one show. Well, you know what I mean. We'll hack it up into pieces that are digestible. But just to get started, we got to do the right thing. Hold on. Got to do the... checklist comes first. Where's the checklist? Here it is. What's on the checklist first? Chinaco Añejo. My good buddy Tommy calls it Chinaco Añejo. Who knows what they teach in L.A. Sidebar. This guy wrote, I don't know who, sorry, could have been a girl, wrote and said, Bart, when you make that noise when you're pulling the cork out of the Chinaco bottle, I know that that really is Chinaco, because I've had Chinaco. He said, unfortunately, my bottle now is empty. But he said, I can tell that is a real Chinaco bottle. And he also said, and I can tell by the sound that you're almost out. He is right. This bottle has got less than an inch in it. And you know, it's got the punt, P-U-N-T, in the bottom of it. So yeah, there's even less than an inch with the punt. But I thought it was pretty amazing. I could tell I was about out of Chinaco by the sound. Another sidebar I need to get to. That opening sequence. Oh, damn. Let me get you a name. I'll edit all this out later. That opening segment was by R. Carlos Nakai. N-A-K-A-I. He is a Native American. He is an Oklahoman. Before the car lot, I worked at an acceptance company. Kind of like GMAC, the AC is the acceptance company, where we bought paper, that's what they called it, but it's contracts from different car lots around town. And one of the fellows that came by to make a payment every month was R. Carlos Nakai. You know, it's good business, just kind of get to know people a little bit. Hi, how you doing? What do you do for a living? And he said, well, I do something, I mow lawns or whatever, but on the side, I blow the flute. I said, ooh, what do you, tell me, what is that? And he pulled out a, I don't know if it's a recorder or if it's a ancient Indian flute. I don't know what it's called, but he pulled out a kind of a basic flute-looking wooden thing. He said, I got a CD in the car. You want? I said, you damn right. So I got this CD. Oh, it's cool. It's got names of songs like Canyon People, Echoes of Time, Homage to the Ancient Ones, Coco Pelle Wind, Song for the Morning Star, Spiral Passage, The Walking Song. It's got all this good stuff on it. It's not your basic rock CD, but boy, you talk about soothing. You heard it. It's hell. And then, of course, we got in a little bit of Gwen there with her, no doubt. So, yeah, if you ever get a chance, R. Carlos Nakai, N-A-K-A-I. That's some good stuff. So, okay, so we got the introduction out of the way. We got the Chinaco out of the way. We got the sidebars out of the way. All right, back to the show. We have so much stuff. One of the things I want to tell you about is I haven't talked to you since the corn came in. Oh, you just wouldn't believe. This corn is so much better tasting than anything I've ever had. It's so much better than last year. And I'm not even sure which kind I got. The calico and the candy corn, dumb name, I know. They were next to each other, and I think I probably got the candy corn. And it is so sweet. You just wouldn't believe it. You get it on the cob, and you take one bite, and you say, Jesus! Oh, boy, that tastes good. It is spectacular. If I was better educated, I could give you better adjectives and stuff, but the corn is, if you live within 5-6 hours of Bixby, Oklahoma, just outside Tulsa, get in your car, July 4th weekend, drive to Bixby, Oklahoma. What you're looking for is Conrad Farms. It's a quarter mile, probably, west of Memorial. Memorial is the biggest street in Tulsa. It goes south, turns into Bixby. Quarter mile west of Memorial on 151st Street. They give this stuff away. It's like 30 cents an ear. I'd give them 10 bucks an ear. In a heart, I'd give them 20 bucks for a... You just wouldn't believe how good this stuff is. Put a little butter on it. It is fantastic. Anyway, I'm not making anything off the corn. I'm just saying, this corn this year is so much better than last year, and you longtime readers know how much I liked the corn last year. As if you could go to the store and buy a new bottle of Chinako, and somehow this batch was so much better, like that Wildflowers batch, remember that? But anyway, it was just unbelievable. I got two dozen of the Silver King, which last year held the title. This year, I think we're going to, we'll have to do a couple taste tests to be sure. But I think the candy corn so far has this year won. Now, what's goofy, buying this corn, it's like buying pot. You never know when it's going to be there. Well, I can tell you when it's not going to be there, like in any other month besides June or July. But, as good as this stuff is, I have to go back tomorrow. Because if I wait till Saturday, they might say, oh, we're out of that. Now we got this other kind. And you just can't do that to me. This stuff is so good. And every year I go down and ask these people. I said, I will give you cash money. I'll give you, say, $100 if you take a whole bushel of this corn and cut it up and freeze it and do whatever you do to it that makes it work. But that does not work anymore. When I was a kid, we would drive way out in the woods, whatever, and buy shitloads of corn. I'm talking maybe 8-10 bushels, I don't know, just a tremendous amount of corn. And we'd get in the backyard, big giant trash cans, and they'd force us like slaves at a concentration camp to shuck corn. And I remember one day real clearly, we were at my aunt's house in Little Rock. We'd gone to Jacksonville, Arkansas. That's where the, just north of Little Rock, where the Air Force Base is. We went up there and we bought a station wagon full of corn. You couldn't put another ear of corn in the back, in the tail end of the station wagon. And we had a big shucking party. And after a while, I just got tired and I started counting. I said, I'm going to shuck 100 more ears and I'm done. That's probably the first time I laid down the law. You know how you don't get to explain a whole lot of rules to your parents? Mega corn. And what they would do after that, they'd have these whatever 10 bushels, wherever they were, then they would cut all the niblets, I don't have time, off the cob, and then put them in little Tupperware deals and freeze them. And oh, Lordy, Christmas Day, we can have fresh corn. It was perfect. It was great. But that doesn't work anymore. If anyone out there knows the secret, there's a big reward here. If anyone knows the secret, geez, I'll have to put this on the main page so everyone can find out. If anyone knows the secret to canning corn, if that's the name of it, call the BART phone, leave your number, do whatever it takes, because I got to know. I bought a freezer 5-10 years ago specifically to hold nothing but corn, but it just doesn't work. When we try to do that stuff, it just comes out mushy. There's some trick. And you can't even look in a cookbook. I wonder if you can look on the internet. But you can't even look in a cookbook because the chemical composition of the corn has changed over the years. I don't know if it's got more starch or less starch or more enzymes or this or that, but somehow in the old days they said to blanch. There's a new verb for you, to blanch the corn. Don't cook it, just blanch it, and then get it in the freezer real quick. Well, we've tried, trust me, the last 10 years, as much as I like corn, we've tried everything. Tried to quick boil, tried to slow boil, tried the ice cubes, we tried this, we tried that, we tried everything and nothing works. So here I am, cornless, 10 months of the year, 11 months of the year. This is taking a lot longer than it should. But we are in major corn season. We are just coming into the peak of it. This whole coming up weekend, July 4th weekend, spectacular corn. Oh, this is orgasmic corn. You would not believe how good this corn is. If you like corn, I don't know of anywhere else in the country where you can get corn this good. And they give it away. Okay, done with the corn stories. I think this next phone call is part of what got chopped off of Show 5, Part 4's ending.
Hi, Bart. I'm looking at your website for the first time, and I'm quite impressed by the amount of information that you have out here. And I'm just wondering why you hate us Republicans so much. I just don't get it. Maybe. Okay, bye.
It's a tough fight for president. That's why George W. Bush is taking off the gloves.
That's right, you motherfucker.
Bare knuckles.
That guy's a motherfucker.
Bare face.
I've never shucked in my life. Well, there was that one time.
Bare Bush.
God damn you little coming motherfucker. I'm gonna rip your head off and down your neck. I'm gonna you in the ass and then down your throat, you little fucking motherfucking coming all pissant.
So I'm driving around Wednesday afternoon in Tulsa. I hear the vulgar pig boy on the radio, spewing lie after lie. He was doing some bullshit experiment about, well, he started out whining that people, when they call his show, they talk too fast. And he started asking for this phony feedback. Why do people talk too fast? He apparently heard someone say maybe they talk too fast because they're afraid you're going to cut them off. He said, oh, I never cut off people. Oh, no, not you, Rush. You're Mr. Free Speech. But anyway, it was just one of your basic Rush hand jobs. He had no intention of all getting to the truth. I'm going to tell you what the truth is right now. When you call a show like the Pig Boy Show, it's very, very important for him to not allow you to get any kind of rhythm going. He's got to, if you get on 2% of a roll, he's got to cut you off. And I'll give you an example. Let's say I called him and said, Rush, the Republicans are just the party of major crimes. You go back to Prescott Bush, you know he had to pay a fine for helping Hitler. And you know that George Bush had to pardon Reagan's gang because they were going to reveal how he illegally came to power in 1980. And you see, boom, right there. He would never allow me to even get to number two. Before he even had a chance to get to smirk in his illegal election, he would cut me off after Prescott Bush with something like, oh, you liberals, there you go again. The same old canards from all, yeah, he would just anything but address the question. He's not going to let anyone get out any kind of point. He's not going to let anyone sustain any kind of thought and back it up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's not going to allow anything like that. Now, funny, in the old days, I used to listen to Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy, and he would allow you to have your say. And at the end of it, he would throw some bullshit line out like, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree, or I'm not sure history supports that, and then he'd change the subject, go to commercial or whatever. But it just shows how illegitimate, some say bastard, Rush is. He cannot allow any kind of independent thought. He can't allow anybody to say anything on his program that he doesn't completely control. And that's one way he appeals to these monkeys, is because he seems like he's so omnipotent because nobody else can get a word in. He's just a fraud.
Bart Cobb. Creepers tremble at the sound of his name.